Good morning. 7:44, Brock and Hunter.
Yeah.
Van Winkle.
Rob Van Winkle. Mr. Van Winkle to you, sir. Absolutely. Anyway, it is 7:44. We got to get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. Who is hiring, by the way? If you want to have a great career with a company that wants to grow with you, has awesome starting pay, great benefits, is well known in Southwest Michigan, really kind of all over, check out special-lite.com and you can get started on that new career with Specialite right here, Southwest Michigan. Check them out. Your topic for today, I feel like we've been talking about getting older. I know your birthday was yesterday, you old bag of bones.
And we get it. You're rubbing it in.
We're all getting older, just one day closer to death, all right? So your topic for today, what are you starting to like less and less the older you get? And I don't know if that just comes with age, just starting to be a curmudgeon about things.
Birthdays,
you're starting like less and less the older you get.
You know, man, some of the birthdays back in the day were, I mean, not saying yesterday wasn't epic. I had a great time yesterday, but yeah. I don't know.
It's compared to that birthday at, you know, medieval times? Probably not.
Probably not.
You know?
Medieval time. You know what? I should have done that yesterday. I haven't been there yet.
Yeah, you need to go. Well, you've never been to medieval times.
Just a big drumstick.
Your next birthday, we're going to medieval times. We're going to throw down. And I'm going to see if I can get us in when they ask for the volunteer. That's what's going to happen. I'm writing it down so I don't forget. Your next birthday, we are fighting at medieval times.
You know what I was saying yesterday? Because a lot of people were like, how does it feel to get older? Like, well, it feels okay because you're getting older too.
Yeah.
It's like, not like I'm one day older, but you are too. So.
It's not the only one that's, you know, hurling towards death.
You know.
Anyway. So is that your answer, birthdays?
No.
Okay. What else? What else do you are you liking less and less?
Social media.
Nice. That's a good answer. That's a solid answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened? Remember when it was like just a couple of your friends? I'm talking like early Facebook.
Yeah.
Late MySpace days.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what's interesting? What's interesting is us who've grown up with it in a sense. You know, we got it, 10 years ago? 50? Old people that are old now have really latched onto it. And maybe that's
took it over.
Yeah. That's why us younger ones, as we're getting older, are starting to dislike it.
It's just so saturated with like reposts and you remember when it was like something personal? You share something like about you,
yeah,
and just not sharing memes.
Yeah.
Now Facebook isn't personal.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of reposts and regurgitated material from the internet,
and also just terrible stuff like these influencers that have tried to make a career doing stupid videos and everything like that. You know what really kills me?
Like, you can't take a half-naked picture and put a quote up over it. Just stop it with that.
Sure you can. What are you talking about? That's motivational right there.
That
right?
Picture has nothing to do with that quote. It's a picture of you
in a bikini.
In a random quote. I'm trying to put the two together, and I can't. Just put the quote. Like, for instance, when you're in school, remember that quote that was on, like, you know, above the chalkboard?
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a picture of you behind it. Think about that.
In a bikini on the beach.
Exactly. Like, there's no correlation there. What are you doing?
You know one thing that I've really noticed?
Reach for the stars. If you don't make it, you'll land on the moon. Whatever that quote was. There wasn't a picture of you half naked on the beach behind it. It's just, some people are so dumb.
What was that? No, actually, and that's kind of a dumb quote. Isn't it reach for the...
I don't know what it was. It was the one that came with every classroom.
Like, reach for the stars. If you don't make it, you'll still be, like, in the clouds or something like that.
Something like that. Land on the moon.
Stupid.
I don't know.
What am I going to do on the moon?
Exactly. Now, that's where these people should be.
On the moon.
Exactly.
No, what I was going to say is what's really been irking me. And so I made a separate profile. So I don't have Facebook on my phone anymore just because I couldn't handle it. It was affecting me mentally because I was getting so angry at the ridiculous stuff. So I deleted it, but I still like Marketplace. So I made a second profile just so I can have Market. I don't have any friends on there. I don't do all
I like
I
Marketplace
use it for,
too.
Yeah. Anyway, but now it has a bunch of suggested stuff. And one of the things it keeps suggesting is like this one page is called like Joker Quotes. Mm-hmm. And all it is photos of celebrities and characters they played with quotes that they didn't even say. You know what I mean? So it's like Tom Hardy in a top hat looking all tough, and then like some quote about being a lion and not a It's like, Jesus, what? This doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
This is so stupid.
Stop it. It's just another way stupid. To put your face out in the That filtered picture has nothing to do with that quote. Stop it.
Please love me. Yeah, so social media, liking it less and less with each passing.
That's just one aspect of social media, too. Yeah. There's a lot more.
Yeah.
You've heard it on this show.
Most of it's garbage. good answer. Anything else that you are liking less and less the older you get?
Two that came to mind right away.
For me, something that I'm liking less and less as I get older is crowded places, loud, crowded places. Like,
yeah.
The thing I can't stand now, like if I walk into a place and it's just packed asses and elbows, I'm like, I don't want to be here. This is just is now when I was
Does
younger.
Does that have anything to do with COVID?
No, it has nothing to do with that. It's just all those people and just the loud
noise. I think
COVID
amplified it a little bit, though.
Maybe because we got away from it a little bit and not too. You're still that kind of little nagging voice in the back of your head like, well, I'm going to get COVID for now. For sure. There's got to be at least a handful of people here. Loud crowded places. I just give me a quiet like podunk bar in the middle of nowhere where there's like three people, four people. You know, all right, I can hear the TV. All right, I can have a conversation. That's where I want
to think
be.
Of the last really crowded place I was at.
Well, and see, younger me, it was great because that was a target rich environment. All right, I was probably trying to get some ass, and I want the more people, the better. All right, the better
now
odds you have.
Now you just want to take a nap.
Now I just want to. I want to eat my sandwich in silence. Watch my Keno numbers, okay, and just eat my sandwich in silence with a beer.
Yeah.
And I'd have to go, nice about hey, that. Wait, have you gotten, I need a drink. No, I need a drink. Go to the bar. Forget it. I'm going home. I'm going home. Yeah.
It's funny you say watch your Keno numbers. As you get older, you start watching those a little bit more.
Right. I just want to sit at the bar with a nice, like, ham and cheese sandwich.
You know,
and I want
like $3. Give me a Boilermaker.
Yeah. Just give me some. What do you got on special? The lady behind the bar, her name's Rhonda. She's been there since the place opened. You know?
Absolutely.
That's what I want. That's what I want. You give me a crowded.
Everybody's name at the bar.
A crowded bar on it, like a dance club on a Friday night. Kill me now. All right? That's the last place. The older I get.
Come on, Mike. Don't you want to dress up and go to the club?
God.
Just
how much is it to get in? $30, that's the door. Okay, all right.
And you got to wait. No, you got to wait for like an hour and a half.
Yeah. Make sure I'm wearing the right thing because otherwise they're not going to let me in. Oh, you need a sport coat for
right.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Definitely have to be in a certain mood nowadays.
I don't think I could find that mood. I don't think. You want to see me like, all right, if you see me.
You better be pre-drinking. That's what you got to do, a lot of pre-drinking to get into that mood.
I don't think an 8-ball of Coke could get me to a club right now. Like, all right, I'm going to tell you right now, folks. If you see me. In a dance club, all right? If you see me, all right, and I'm there, and like I'm dressed up, and there's loud music, and it's just packed, there is someone holding a gun to my back because I am forced to be there. There's no way.
You're forced.
Yeah.
That's funny.
My baby is being held for ransom, and the only way they'll let her go is...
Somebody help me.
Yeah. Is if I got this look on my face. That is because I am being forced to be there, all right?
That is a sign of SOS.
Oh, Brock, you came out tonight. Yeah. Having fun. This is great.
No, help me.
No, get me out of here.
So the inner Gronkowski never comes out again.
No, that guy is gone. He is dead. He has taken his last Jaeger shot about 5-6 years ago. Gone.
That green glass that has the shot inside of it.
We got some comments on Facebook. What's something that you're starting to like less and less the older you get? Christina said early mornings. That's interesting because most people like they like going to bed early.
On the opposite.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to sleep till like noon, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Now getting up early. I'm not gonna say I loved it the first month that we started doing the show, but you know what's nice, especially in the winter. When it gets dark at 4 o'clock,
just go to bed.
It's nice to like get a little bit of daylight.
Yeah.
Just saying. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of like getting up early.
Yeah, so I think, but it might be too. There also are, I know, old people that just love sleeping in. Like, God, Grammy, you didn't wake up till noon? Well, I'm tired. You know, okay.
I mean, maybe not 5 in the morning early, but
yeah. I know some people get up too early. They're up at like, you know, 3:30. It's like, what are you doing up? It's like, well, I got to start the day. The day hasn't started yet. All right. You're still in nighttime. You're still in nighttime.
You know one thing about getting up early? For some reason, every human being that gets up early wants to tell everybody else that they get up early.
Oh, yeah. I'm an early riser.
I get up early, too.
I love it. I get everything. I get so much done. I get so much done in the morning.
You know?
All right.
They love telling you about it.
I know.
I'm the same way. I'm a victim of it, you know?
Yeah.
I love telling people how early I get up.
I was up at 5:30, got a workout in. I got
you
my
know
papers.
Why? Because it kind of makes the other person feel like a piece of trash a little bit. And there's something about you that likes that.
Oh, you got up at 7:30 a.m.?
Oh. Might as well go back to bed.
I was up at midnight. Okay. What are we doing here?
Now you're just a party animal. I just never go to bed.
Let's see. Jesse said people who can't drive. Yeah, the older I get, something I like less and less is other people's driving. And I'm not saying I'm a perfect driver. I like to think I am, but I know realistically. But yeah, I find myself getting more up in arms.
You know what's weird about me is that I'm never like middle ground there. I'm either hauling ass somewhere, trying to get somewhere, or I'm just like,
lollygagging around.
Yeah, kind of.
And then I'm stuck behind you, going, "Will you, you ass, get off the road?"
It's either I got the speed control on, or that fifth pedal to the metal. Yeah. We're going, and the wife's screaming at me too while we're doing it.
You know what I find You know what I find myself saying out loud numerous times? You should have your license revoked. That's what I'm just saying. I'm just saying out loud. You should have your license revoked.
Somebody take his license.
Just take it away.
You know, though, there are some grandmas out there that really do need it. Yeah. You know,
pick it up.
You're hitting every line on the road.
Rate of play.
Going 20.
La da da dee. Let's see. Scott said, "When everything in your body starts to hurt, yeah, I'm kind of tired of my body falling apart a little bit. You know what I mean?
Not gonna get any better.
No,
either.
I know, right? Well, unless this pig organs thing takes off, then we'll be all right. Then we'll be all right. Mm-hmm.
It's a. I'm kind of jealous of
what
that really healthy 60-year-old guy that like runs 5 miles a day. I'm like, how?
Yeah.
Did your body not?
Now
you're not
problem.
Feeling what all of us are feeling?
He hasn't had a fun day in his life, let's be honest.
Here's something about that.
Never had a questionable one-night stand where it's like, oh, okay, I got something. Or he's that's great. Like, you're super healthy at, like, 65, but what's the cost, you know? I'd rather have a rough 65 and a fun 30, you know what I mean?
Got to give and take a little bit, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know?
You know? It'd just be a square all the way to 65.
No, L7 weenie. Come on. let's see. Mark had a good answer. Something he's starting to like less and less the older he gets. TV programs. Getting worse and worse. That's an interesting answer. I think we're judgy on new stuff. Like, there's nothing good anymore. Bring back Home Improvement.
Exactly, though.
Yeah.
I mean, are we wrong? Am I wrong? By thinking that way?
I think here's the problem is that there's so much, so almost we almost get just exhausted even trying to find. Before, we just had our, Farmer 5, and you just had to watch what was on there, so you learned to like it maybe. I don't know.
Watching Ozark. I'm like halfway through it, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, it's a good show. It really is a good show. But it's nothing like regular TV programming from the 90s for some reason. Like, is there laugh tracks anymore?
I don't know if that's a bad thing or a good thing. Because sometimes laugh tracks, when you watch a show that doesn't have that has laugh tracks and you take it away, you're like, oh, this show sucks. You know what I mean? Just because it's telling me.
Big Bang Theory, right?
Yeah.
That's all laugh tracks.
Yeah, all laugh tracks.
Is that still on?
No, that's over. That's been over for, I think, a couple of years. But
yeah. Mm. Good. I hate that show.
Stupid Big Bang Theory. Let's end with Tony's answer. What's something you're starting to like less and less the older you get? He said roller coasters. That's a good answer. And I think mostly just because as a child, as a youngster, or even in your 20s, you know, when you're younger, you could handle it. And you didn't have that old person voice going, at any moment, a wheel's going to fly off and we're dead. Like, this is
not even that for me, really. You know what it is for me? Getting off of the roller coaster, that initial feeling when you get off and you start walking to the next one.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, my body doesn't feel right. It's just
the last
not
time,
how I'm supposed to feel.
The last time you were on a wooden roller coaster, didn't that just beat the hell out of you?
Snap my neck. I'm dead serious. Like, get me off of this thing and take me to the hospital. I was angry getting off of that roller. Why is that a thing? It's like yelling at the guy holding the gate.
Some poor Cardi's like, hey, man, I just pushed the buttons, man.
Shut it down. Shut it down.
There was nothing about that that was enjoyable. Nothing.
Nothing was enjoyable about that. It shook the soul out of my body. Good God.
Old man River here busted a hip on the roller coaster.
I mean, why? Legit angry getting off of that thing. Like,
what did I pay to? You charge people to go on? It's ridiculous.
You know, I want my money back. I really wanted my money back after that roller coaster.
Boy, I wish I could have been there to see you yelling at Connie.
I was straight miserable for like a day.
The old bag of bones. All right, leave the roller coasters to the youngsters. All right.
Shaken baby syndrome. That's basically what I got.
That's what the ride was called. Shaken baby. Jesus.
My neck.